Beitza Yerushalmi, corresponding to Beitza Bavli Daf Vav. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Beis Amid Beis, 10 lines up from the foot of the page, Nol de B'Yomtev. Nol de B'Yomtev Techo B'Shabbos, or B'Shabbos Techo B'Yomtev. The Beitza says, if an egg was laid on Yomtev, on a Friday, it may be eaten on Shabbos. If it was laid on Shabbos, it may be eaten on Yomtev, that occurs the following day. Rav Yudaim Omar, Mishem Rav Leza, Hi HaMachleikes, B'Shamah Aimim Techo, B'Yisrael Aimim Loi Techo. Rav Yehuda, quoting Rav Leza, says that it follows the dispute of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai say that he may eat it, and Beis Hillel say he may not eat it. Beis Hillel hold that the Shabbos and Yom Tov meals must be prepared on the weekday before them, but Yom Tov cannot prepare for Shabbos, nor vice versa. Beis Shammai hold that they do not require preparation on a weekday. Rabbi Chanina hoiri litzipurai, b'sefchei chaldol beit sek Rav Yehuda. Rabbi Chanina ruled like Rabbi Yehuda to the people of Sipurayri concerning aftergrowth of mustard that grew by themselves during the Shemitah year that they are permitted to buy, as the sellers are not suspected of storing them up for sale in the Shemitah year, and concerning an egg that was laid on Shabbos that it may not be eaten on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yochanan v'darsh lahoin k'rabbonon d'hacha k'rabbonon d'samon. Rabbi Yochanan came and instructed them to follow Rabbonon in both of those cases, that the mustard is prohibited and the egg may be eaten on Yom Tov. Rabbi Abba Bazmina b'shem Rabbi Yud Tzedek min koyme elein talton milaya nachas v'yuchem min sepoyrin letiveria ama ma isisun li ahen saba da'ana shawi v'hu osa v'osa v'hu shawi. Rabbi Abba Bazmina, quoting Rabbi Yud Tzedek, said that on account of these two rulings, Rabbi Yochanan left sepoyri, where Rabbi Chanina made this ruling, and came to Tiveria and said, what of this sage Rabbi Chanina brought me? He prohibits what I permit, and he permits what I prohibit. Amr v'Abba asa uvda kami Rabbi Yasser ubar mi'abed k'Rabbi Yochanan k'chama derav v'Rabbi Chanina traveyon pligin shara mine. Rabbi Abba said that this case was brought before Rabbi Yasser and he wanted to rule like Rabbi Yochanan that the egg laid on Yontov may be eaten on Shabbos. When he heard that Rav and Rabbi Chanina both disagreed with Rabbi Yochanan, he refrained from ruling. Dispalgun shari pesila shari madura shari shemen shakobu v'Shabbos mahu lalika miyontov. As we find that there is a disagreement over the cases of remains of wicks, remains of a bonfire, and remains of oil after they became extinguished on Shabbos, whether they can be lit on Yom Tov, or do we view it as a preparation of those materials from Shabbos to Yom Tov. Rav Rabbi Chanina Treyan Amrin Asa Rabbi Yochan Amar Mota. Rav and Rabbi Chanina ruled that it is prohibited, Rabbi Yochan ruled that it is permitted. Amr Mana Koimi Rabbi Yudan Ma Afchan La Pesila Gabi Beitza. Rabbi Mana said to Rabbi Yudan, what is the comparison between a wick and an egg? Amalei min madanan chamia rabbonan medemaye la hada'amr hi hadar hi hadar. Rabbi Yudan responded that from the fact that the rabbonan compare them, they must be the same. Mishim avar zakenim amru hanechal eruvay barishoin harehu kubnei iroi b'sheini. In the name of four sages, they said that if his eruv food was eaten on the first day, he is considered like one of the people of his town on the second day. Rav Chuna b'shem Rav halacha k'abar zakenim, and Rav Chuna ruled like this halacha. Rav Chista by mechalfe shitzed to Rav tamanu avadla shti kedusha yisvachu avadla kedusha achas. Rav Chista asked that the opinion of Rav has been switched. There he viewed the 2 days of Yom Tov as two separate days, but here, concerning the remnants of wicks, he viewed them as one long day. Dispalgan shari psila shari madura shari shemen shekavu v'shabbos maula likam v'yom tov. Rav Chanina treyan amin Arthur, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mutter. There's a dispute. Remains of wicks, remains of a bonfire, and oil that became extinguished, may they be lit on Yom Tov. Rav and Rabbi Chanina said it's prohibited, and Rabbi Yochanan said that it is permitted. Amr Mana, Koim Rabbi Yudan, Mahafchan la Basila Gabi Beit. So Rabbi Manan asked Rabbi Yudan, what is the comparison between a wick and an egg? Amalei min ma da'anan chamiyad Rabbonan medavila hada amra hi hada hi hada. Rabbi Yudan responded, from the fact that Rabbonan compare them, they must be the same. Hakom moedim v'nishim shein asurim. All agree that fruits that fell off a tree are prohibited. Rav Bun Bar Chiya by Kami Rav Zeira, ma ben nishrin ma ben beitzim. Rav Bun Bar Chiya asked Rav Zeira, how are fallen fruits different from eggs? Eil nishrin be'im moiseyim, shema ein asurim, eil beitzim be'im moiseyim, shema ein mutaris. The answer is that when the fruits were still attached to the tree, they were certainly prohibited. On the other hand, the eggs were permitted when they were inside the mother. Me'atun olu b'yomtev le'seichal b'shabbos b'shabbos le'seichal b'yomtev. The Gemara asks, if so, according to Beis Hillel, if an egg was laid on Yomtev, it should be prohibited on Shabbos, and vice versa. Since they view the egg and the mother as separate entities, Beis Hillel must prohibit for another reason. Amalei v'chini leidayech sheichmalt aleha sheim nolgu b'yomtif leitecho b'yomtif v'shalas leitecho b'shabbos el she'ad mevakish lachmeo aleha sheim nolgu b'yomtif leitecho b'shabbos v'shalas leitecho b'yomtif. And the answer is that you were stringent that if it was laid on Yom Tov or Shabbos, you cannot eat it on Yom Tov or Shabbos. Do you wish to even be more stringent that if laid on Yom Tov, you can't eat it on Shabbos, and vice versa? The reasoning for the original prohibition was noilad, that only applies to the day itself. Rabbi Yirmiyah by Iturei Sukkah Mahin. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, what is the law of Sukkah decorations on Shemini Atzeres? Chaza, Rabbi Yirmiyah v'amma kol shiva heim b'teilin al gav Sukkah mikam v'eilech v'achinam hein. Rabbi Yirmiyah said that all 7 days of Sukkos, they are annulled to be considered part of the Sukkah after they're considered prepared. Am Rabbi Yosef kol shiva kedushas Sukkah chal aleihem mikam v'eilech kedushas Yom Tov aleihem ma asa mishol Yom Tov shechal yis erev Shabbos command amah shtei kedushas hein. Rabbi Yosef said that all 7 days of Sukkos, the sanctity of Sukkah is upon them. After that, the sanctity of Yom Tov is upon them, so they're prohibited. So my question is, if the 8th day occurs on a Friday, are they permitted on Shabbos, even though they were still prohibited during twilight of Friday night? And this is a question only according to the opinion that Yom Tov followed by Shabbos is considered two separate sanctities, but the Gemara does not answer this question.